The state Supreme Court of Washington issued a ruling today on the question of whether someone who is guilty of identity theft, if they're guilty of that, if the identity in question is not a person, but a business. And KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher has been reading over this decision. Interesting case.
Yeah, definitely. It's the case of Derek Robert Evans, and his attorneys admit what happened. He worked at an oil change place in Hoquiam called All Lube, and he found a blank payroll check. And he wrote one to himself for $500 and forged the signature. He was not authorized to write these checks. And he took it to a Rent-A-Center and cashed it, where, by the way, Rent-A-Center takes a cut of $20. So he got $480 that way. And Grays Harbor charged him with Grays Harbor County charged him with identity theft. And he was convicted and sentenced to 6 months in jail. So that's the case.
And so what was the question that the high court was trying to settle in this case?
Well, the question his defense attorney brought up is, can you charge him with identity theft if he was stealing from a business and not a person? And she argued that state law defines a victim of identity theft as a person, living or dead. And she says because of that, you could have charged him with forgery, you could have charged him with theft, but not identity theft. Because while he forged the signature of a person who was authorized to write those checks, the identity he was stealing when he did that was a corporate identity, not the identity of a person.
And of course, this question of whether a corporation is a person has been a big issue throughout the country. It's really interesting. It comes down to this particular case. And what did the court rule?
Well, the majority opinion sided with Grays Harbor County prosecutor. And because another part of state law says corporations are persons under the law where applicable. And they said that in this case, it is applicable despite the language person living or dead. They say the other part of the state law that says, hey, where it says person, you can also assume corporation, that does apply here. The court had one dissenter on this, Charles Wiggins. In oral arguments, he asked the county attorney about the ordinary meaning of person. Would someone look at the state law and understand that person living or dead can also mean corporation? Now, keep in mind, this is Grays Harbor County, and the attorney had an interesting answer to that. She said, look, there's a paper mill down the street from me that people very much talk about as though it was a person. Is it alive and well? Yes or no? From her perspective, people understand that a corporation can have a life. But Justice Wiggins wrote in his dissent that statutes governing state law do not refer to corporations as being living or dead. So based on that, his reading of the state law against identity theft would apply only to stealing the identity of a person. And he's very clear that he would have thrown the conviction out.
But he's the dissenter.
Yes, it was not Mr. Evans' lucky day. Mm-hmm. So nobody else on the court signed on to that opinion. So Wiggins was the lone wolf.
So in Washington State, if you're going to pose as a company, you may get charged and convicted of identity theft.
Indeed.